adventure and nothing can go wrong. Act fortunate to be here, then doodle on the wall of a star. You've been pulling your paw apart for long enough. I've been cooking in your pot for far too long. You've been pulling your paw apart for long enough.
Too Much Rock Podcast number 41. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with Doot Doot Plute by The Hidden Cameras off the album Mississauga Goddamn from Rough Trade Records in 2004. Band from Toronto there that I just discovered via Jin, who sent the band my way when asking questions about them, and I had to say, I have no idea who that is, which is hard for a guy like me to admit. I have been away for a while, been a busy, busy boy, so I'm going to make this one a quick one, as I've got way too much music backed up. I'm going to go on here with a track by Rainer Maria. Rainer Maria just announced they're going to break up after a billion years, or maybe, I don't know, since mid-90s or something, helping define that emo sound, and born out of the, I think they were from maybe, I don't know, somewhere in Wisconsin, maybe Madison. But definitely Midwestern, and definitely somebody who were very instrumental in kind of building that thing originally. We're going to play a song from their last album, Catastrophe Keeps Us Together. This song is called Terrified. Came out on Grunion Records, which I think was a switch for them after leaving Polyvinyl after many years. So anyway, this came out in April of this year, and this is Terrified by Rainer Maria. Thank you.
In your heart, and babe, I know that's not an easy decision. Oh, I went bananas when I spoke with you on the telephone. I feel like us, watching light fade into darkness. I was dying, but then you saved me and brought me back just to say to me, whoa, there are asteroids that shine brighter than you ever will. There are humanoids that love money so much that they would kill. And it's taking over you, and it's taking over me. Is it too dark for you to see?
Anyone tell me what that is? That was the Electric Six with the song Night Vision off their album Switzerland. It came out in September of this year on Metropolis Records, a band out of Detroit that seems to pay as much homage to Tenacious D and Darkness as it does to Kiss, and an album all about the dark side of dirty clubs and the bad mornings afterward, and I kind of like it, even though I don't really think I should. Before that was Me Without You with the song C Minor, off their album Brother Sister. That came out in September as well on Tooth & Nail Records. So there are lots of Christian overtones, if not obvious references throughout that album. And that's something that makes me a little squeamish. But I kind of like it. It's really bizarre in that, I mean, obviously that song comes in many different pieces and parts, and it's not arranged in any traditional pop sort of way. And the whole album has those sort of moments that are aggressive, mixed with moments that are subtle, but it's not a loud, soft kind of stomp box that we're used to. I don't know. And before that, we started off with Rainer Maria, which I guess that was probably their last album. Maybe we'll get an EP of Odds and Ends or something, and I'm sure somebody will put together a greatest hits, because I think they sold a few records. Leaving the evil side of Electric Six, we're going to go ahead and start the next set with a song from The Byrds, on their album Sweetheart of the Rodeo. I remember seeing this album twice in my parents' collection. I think it might have been the only one that they both brought to the marriage, and so there were two copies of that album sitting around. This came out in 1968, and I'm going to play a song from called The Christian Life. It is a cover, like most songs on the album, by Ira and Charlie Lovin. Maybe it's Leuven, I don't know. But this actually is only on many of the CD reissues, and there's been a lot of them. This is a rehearsal with Graham Parsons singing, actually, instead of Roger McGuinn. And I kind of like it a little better. It's a little twangier, and I like twangy. Yeah. I like country. What are you going to do about it? This is The Christian Life by The Byrds.
Am I pushing that high harmony part too hard?
That time was pretty close all the way, I thought. I did notice it did push too hard.
Let's just clean the whole song up some general, you know? Yeah. Try to get the accents right. And, just... Huh.
That was Terry Melcher's favorite toy.
I did it by mistake. All right, take 11.
1, 2, 3, 1.
My buddies shun me since I turned to Jesus. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun. But I still love them and I sing with pride. I like the Christian life. I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call. For what is a friend who'd want you to fall? Others find pleasure in things I despise. question mark. My buddies tell me that I should have waited. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun. I'll live without them and walk in the light. I like the Christian life. I won't lose a friend by heeding God's call. For what is a friend who'd want you to fall? Others find pleasure in things I despise. I like the Christian life. I like the Christian life.
Watching a movie of the night on TV. The actress reminded me of you. Her attitude, the way that she smiled. She was doing a part, girl, like you used to do. I do believe you played it better. If it wasn't better, it was just as strong. I would have called you up on the telephone that night, but somehow, girl, it had been all wrong. Get in there. Heard you married a stranger in a horse and carriage that was covered with gold. Well, you wanted to be different and still fit in. Wonder if you feel different at all now that you're older. Hope you didn't lose that innocent laughter. Oh God, hope time didn't take that away. All those junior high nights underneath the front porch light. A good Catholic girl during the day. It was to me. Oh, oh, oh. today. Girl, if I could be with you today, I wouldn't even know you.
That was The Winter Blanket with the song Cold. That's off their new album called Golden Sun. I think it came out on Halloween on Paper Trail Records, which is a new record label, maybe their label, I'm not sure. The band has been around for a while. I saw them at a little club in Lawrence, Kansas, I don't know, maybe a decade ago at this point, just about, I guess. And they kind of always had a low thing going, and that song definitely does, especially the beginning. It sounds very much like Dinosaur, whatever, act. That's what I'm thinking of. But the new album, they've gotten rid of about half the members. They've added a lot more country influences. One song has some beautiful steel or pedal guitar in it, rather, and it's just fantastic. But it's just an EP and lots of interesting things there. It's kind of a transitional one. We'll see what the new album sounds like. It sounds like they might be going more an alt-country route and leaving kind of that slow core thing behind. In the middle there, yeah, that was John Cougar. That was a song to MG, wherever she may be, and that's off his album Nothing Matters and What If It Did. It came out in 1980. I am a giant John Cougar fan, and maybe that's just because I'm from Indiana, but the first four albums, and ending with that one right there in 1980, I adore it. It's just very much wonderful bar rock, and I mean, it's the equivalent of our pub rock, right? I just picked that album up on CD and the bonus track that comes with it, or maybe a couple on that one. But yeah, so actually I picked up the first four on CD. I kind of walked into a shop, saw them all, and got them all. So now I own them on CD, and I didn't, you know, subject you to four John Cougar songs, but one was enough there. And that song is terribly sweet, and you're bound to hear me picking up an acoustic guitar and trying to find a way to do a kind of lonesome bedroom version of that song, because it's so sweet, really. Before that, we played The Christian Life from The Byrds, a rehearsal take that was included on the reissue of Sweetheart of the Rodeo, which I also picked up. So, you know, I went back for a couple of albums. Not everything was brand new this time. We are just about done with the podcast. You've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 41. I am Sid Souter. You can find more information out about Too Much Rock by visiting the Too Much Rock website. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. And nothing else really. We're going to end things off this week with a track by the Gothic Archies, of course, a Stephen Merritt project. This is from A Tragic Treasury, which is the compilation of all the tracks that he has provided to Daniel Handler, I think's his name, the Lemony Snicket man, to accompany those audio books, and it's very nice. We're gonna play the lead-off cut, "Scream and Run Away," because I got this right around Halloween, and it just made sense. Of course, now it's the second week in November, and yeah, that's how long it's been since I've done a podcast. I apologize. So let me end off here with Stephen Merritt. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll catch you next week.
The Count has an eye on his ankle and lives in a horrible place. He wants all your money, he's never at all funny. He wants to remove your face. And you might be thinking, what a romp this is. But wait till you meet his accomplices. When you see Count Olaf, you're suddenly full of disgust and despair and dismay. In the hole of the soul of Count Olaf, there's no love. When you see Count Olaf, count to zero, then scream and run away. Scream, scream, scream and run away. Run, 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 run. Or die, 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 die. And one long nosed bald man with warts. Things worsen and worsen. There's a hook-handed person and others with nastier parts. This evil and unpleasant group, complete Count Olaf's acting true. The goal of Count Olaf is getting control of the fortunes of urchins and orphans, alright. I mean horrors, Count Olaf is no laughing matter. When you see Count Olaf